down with it. Thanks for saving us.
Not with a name.
Oh, there we go. I see some that say reserve community recognition program.
Okay. So, seems that it's here.
Right.
Thank you.
I don't think so.
All right, let's get settled here, please. Thank you. I know this is enjoyable and a lot of fun, but there's cocktails on the other end of this. You're holding up your own party. I think, Nancy, you're in charge. I find myself in the extraordinary situation of having to try to be a substitute for Nancy Lupino. She does a far better job than I can. Please be seated. This is a time to begin recognizing the contribution of community leaders. Please welcome David Olive, Vice President for Policy Development Support.
Thank you, Steve. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. At every ICANN public meeting, the board and the community express their appreciation to leaders whose terms of office are ending. Throughout the week, our supporting organizations and advisory committees, as well as the nominating committee, have celebrated 26 community leaders for their contributions to ICANN. Yesterday, we arranged for a group photo. Unfortunately, not every community leader is present in Los Angeles this week or was unavailable during the photography session, but we acknowledge their work nonetheless. Today, we pause after another busy and active ICANN public meeting to thank them for their leadership. And the community leaders are, from the at-large community, Rinalia Abdulrahman for her service as at-large IDN Working Group co-chair, Fouad Bajab for his service as the APRALO vice chair, Olivier Crepin-LeBlanc for his service as ALAC chair, Alan Greenberg for his service as the ALAC liaison to the GNSO, Philip Johnson for his service as the AFRALO secretariat, Evan Leibowitz for his service as the ALAC vice chair, Glenn McKnight for his service as the NARALO secretariat, Jean-Jacques Sebernat for his service as a nominating committee appointed member of the ALAC, and Dev Anand T. Luxing for his service as an ALAC member. Would you please stand and be recognized by our community today? And I'll continue because from the Address Supporting Organization, or ASO, we have Naresh Ajwadni for his service as a member of the ASO Address Council. Would you please stand and be recognized by our community? From the Country Code Name Supporting Organization, or CCNSO, we'd like to recognize Keith Davidson for his service as the CCNSO Framework of Interpretation Working Group Chair, and Hong Shui for her service as a nominating committee appointed CCNSO counselor. Would you please stand and be recognized by our community? From the Generic Name Supporting Organization, or GNSO, John Berard for his service as GNSO counselor, Ching Chong for his service as GNSO counselor, Jeffrey Eckhurst for his service as a registrar stakeholder group vice chair, Maria Farrell for her service as a GNSO counselor, Magali Pazalo for her service as GNSO counselor, Petter Renford, his service for GNSO counselor, Klaus Stoll for his service as a GNSO counselor, and Jennifer Wolf for her service as a nominating committee appointed GNSO counselor. Would you please stand and be recognized by all of us here today? And finally, from the nominating committee, Ron Andruff for his service as nominating committee member, Veronica Cretu for her service as a nominating committee member, William Manning for his service on that committee, John McElway for his service on that nominating committee, and Russ Mundy for his service as a member of the nominating committee, and of course, finally, Vanda Skartzine for her service as a member of the nominating committee. Please stand and be recognized by all of us today. We are very grateful for the extraordinary contributions of these community leaders. ICANN's growth and evolution as a multi-stakeholder organization depends on the sustained engagement of our community. Indeed, community-driven work is at the core of ICANN's mission and mandate. I would now like to turn the floor over to Steve Crocker to provide some additional remarks. Steve, thank you very much.
Thank you, David, and thank you, everybody, for the extraordinary contributions that you've put in. The fact that this is voluntary work is impressive and needs to be noticed time and time again. This is a labor of love, a commitment, and is quite extraordinary, the amount of work that this community provides. And so I just cannot begin to express appreciation for the effort that you put in, and not only for the effort, but for the results that you achieve. It's quite extraordinary. Let me move quickly to thank another group of people who, although they are paid, they get not very much recognition, and that is the ICANN staff. And we're fortunate to have, because we're in Los Angeles here, many people from the office have come. I'm not going to make a big deal and call off names or even ask you all to stand, but I would like a round of applause for the many, many staff members who work tirelessly on our behalf. We do have formal resolutions prepared to acknowledge the community leaders and others that will be taken up as we begin the formal board meeting, which we will do right now, actually. So with that, I call to order the ICANN Board of Directors for a formal board meeting here in Los Angeles on 16 October 2014. We actually will have two board meetings. This one, which will be the primary one, we'll follow it with a brief organizational meeting of the newly constituted board as we go through the transition that we always do in our annual general meeting. The first item on our agenda is a consent agenda that consists of several items. Shireen, will you take us through this? And the consent agenda. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. I move.
I'm sorry? You get to move and read them off. We practice all this too, actually. We got to practice more. Yeah. There.
Thank you, Steve. I'd like to move the consent agenda. The topics on the consent agenda are 1A, the approval of minutes of 9th of September 2014 board meeting, 1B, the redelegation of .mkcctld, and delegation of the .mk domain representing the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, and 1C, the delegation of GE domain representing Georgia, as well as 1D, extension of .1A, Netherlands and Tilly's CCTLD removal date, 1E, registrar stakeholder group charter amendments, 1F, thank you to the community members recognized prior to start of public board meeting, 1G, thank you to sponsors of ICANN 51 meeting, and 1H, thank you to interpreters, staff, event, and hotel teams of ICANN 51 meeting.
Why don't you second it, and then I will.
I'll second it.
Okay. So Bruce has seconded it, and I've been reminded that I too need a little bit of practice. I'm going to interrupt the flow here, and we're going to do a very quick roll call here. From my far left, Ray.
Ray Polzak.
Gonzalo Navarro.
George Sadowski.
Heather Dryden.
Jonas Hoininen.
Shireen Chalabi.
Bruce Tonkin.
Steve Crocker.
Fadi Shehadi.
Sebastian Bachore.
Ram Mohan.
Guo Ewu.
Eric Amman.
Bill Graham.
Suzanne Wolf.
Chris Disbain.
Mike Silver.
Wolfgang Kleinwächter.
Thank you. So we're in the middle of the consent agenda. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
Thank you. Votes against? Any noes? Any abstentions? Thank you. The consent agenda is passed. Which brings us to the main agenda. which consists of first a series of the formal thank yous for the people that you've just was read off, but this now is the putting into the record. Bruce, let me call on you for the thank yous for the nominating committee.
Thank you, Steve. I'd first like to call out that the leadership of the 2014 nominating committee, being Cheryl Langdon-Orr as chair, Stefan van Gelder as chair-elect, and Yurio Lansiporo as associate chair, and also thank all the members of that committee for their work, and particularly thank the leadership of that committee in responding in fairly short notice to a recent change on the board in appointing Wolfgang today. So, Steve, I propose that the board thank the leadership and members of the nominating committee.
Thank you. I agree. I second it. Any discussion? All in favor? Say aye. Any against? Any abstentions? Thank you. That passes. And we move on to item 2B, introduction of two character domain names in the new GTLD space. Shireen?
I'd like to move it, and I'd like to introduce the resolution. There are six whereas clauses, so instead of reading them all, I'm going to try and summarize and then read only one of them and the resolve itself. So over the last 6 months, registry operators representing about 207 new GTLDs have submitted requests pursuant to the Registry Service Evaluation Policy, the RCEP, requesting the release of various combination of two-character domain names, including the number-number, the letter-letter, and the letter-number combinations. And amendments to the applicant registry agreement to implement the request have been put subject to public comments. Also, today we've received GAC advice on this issue. So the one of the whereas clauses, I'm going to read it for you. Whereas in the GAC Los Angeles communique of 15th of October, the GAC noted that it was not in a position to offer consensus advice on the use of two-character second-level domain names in new GTLD operations, including those combinations of letters that are also on the ISO 3166 -1 alpha 2 list. The GAC also noted that in considering these RCEP requests and consistent with the applicant guidebook, the GAC considers that the public comment period is an important transparency mechanism and in addition asks that relevant governments be alerted by ICANN about these requests as they arise. I will now read the resolve, which we will ask the board to approve. The proposed registry service for the release of two character domains in the GTLD namespace does not create a reasonable risk of a meaningful adverse effect on security and stability, and the board authorizes the president, CEO, or his designees to develop and implement an efficient procedure for the release of two character domains currently required to be reserved in the new GTLD registry agreement, taking into account the GAC's advice in the Los Angeles communique.
Thank you. Yes, please second.
I'll second.
All right. Bruce has seconded.
I'll second it, Steve.
And Chris has seconded. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. The motion passes. That's item. Good.
This is good, yeah.
We move to item 2C, the ICANN strategic plan for fiscal years 2016 to 2020. Sebastian?
Yeah, I would like to move the resolution. Who reads like that? I will read the whereas clause because I think it's important because it's recognized the work done by the community. Whereas ICANN strategic plan for fiscal year 2016-2020 is a result of an extensive, collaborative, bottom-up, multi-stakeholder and multilingual process that began in April 2013 online and at the ICANN meeting in Beijing. Whereas a strategic plan provides a new ICANN vision, reiterates ICANN's existing mission, and describes five strategic objectives, each with strategic goal, key success factors, and strategic risk. Whereas to complement the strategic plan, a five-year operating plan provides for each strategic objective and goal, portfolio of ICANN activity, key operational success factors, operational risk, key performance indicator, key dependencies, and phasing over 5 years at the goal level. And together, this plan will serve as a foundation for the annual operating plans and budget. Resolved that the ICANN strategic plan for fiscal year 2016-2020 is adopted, and ICANN President and CEO is directed to take action necessary to publish and execute the plan. That's the resolution, and I just would like to underline that it's the first time ever that ICANN have a strategic plan for 5 years, and that it's linked with operating plan for 5 years, and it will be linked, of course, with a budget each year. I think it's a very good improvement for ICANN and the conduct of the operation of ICANN. That's the motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. Do we have a second? Ray, thank you very much. Any discussion? I'll offer a point, which I basically want to echo exactly what Sebastian has said. This is a significant improvement and modification of what we've done in the past. A five-year strategic plan and all of the interactions and pieces of that. I want to compliment Fadi Shahadi and the very, very strong staff that has contributed and put the pieces of this together along with community input. This is a significant evolution and maturation in our process and will live on long after this particular event. So I want to congratulate you and thank you for that.
Steve?
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you, Sebastian. Just would like to note for those here listening to this board discussion that I've developed many, many, many strategic plans. I've never seen ever a strategic plan built bottom up. I don't think even our governments do bottom up strategic plans. This took all this time because, unlike any strategic plan process where it's mostly top down, where people set a direction and say, this is our vision and our mission, and that's how we're going to get it done, this was all developed bottom-up. And that makes it a very powerful instrument. And it actually validates who we are as a community. So I want to thank, frankly, the community who has, in the middle of a very busy 17 months, helped us build this plan. This plan is a testament to who we are. And now it's our job to make it a living plan, not just a piece of paper, by building all the pieces on it. And let's do it together. There will be no inclination by staff to go build an operating plan or a yearly plan on our own now that we have your strategic plan. Quite the opposite. We will build every piece on top of this piece together. So please stay involved. Please guide us. Please help us so we can make this a living plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Fadi. Any other comments, discussion? Thank you. I call for the vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you very much. We now have a strategic plan and are in business. We now come to a bittersweet part of the not yet.
Not yet.
What happened here?
Not yet.
Cross community working group.
Too deep.
That's probably what that was. Sorry. Yeah. You have a different agenda. We're on to
2D.
Thank you. I'm always the last to know here. Bruce.
Thank you, Steve. What I just want to sort of set a preface here in that, firstly, the board acknowledges that the community is acting to convene a cross-community working group on enhancing ICANN accountability. And one of the questions that the board has received over the past week or so is they're wanting some certainty for what the board will do when it gets the output of that cross-community working group. And before I run through the procedure that we've developed, and that procedure is based on what's in the bylaws for taking policy recommendations from the CCNSO and GNSO, it's a bit of a blend of the two. But before going into that procedure, I want to make it clear that as far as the board is concerned, we think it's highly unlikely that this procedure will ever be invoked. And that is because the board members are members of the community and will be working through their respective parts of the community on this topic. And the board will also have a liaison in the cross-community working group. And any issues that might get identified in that process, we expect would be identified early and be incorporated in the report that we get from that cross-community working group. But just as Steve DelBianco has said before, we've got to do scenario planning. So this is the scenario, the worst case scenario. And we just wanted to provide certainty on how we would handle that worst case scenario in that there is something that comes to the board. So it's resolved that the board commits to following the following principles when considering the cross-community working group recommendations on enhancing ICANN accountability and governance. These principles apply to consensus-based recommendations from the cross-community working group on enhancing ICANN accountability and governance. If the board believes it is not in the global public interest to implement a recommendation from the working group, it must initiate a dialogue with the working group. A determination that is not in the global public interest to implement a recommendation requires a two-thirds majority of the board. The board must provide detailed rationale to accompany the initiation of the dialogue, and the board will agree with the working group on the method, which might be teleconference, email, or otherwise, by which that dialogue will occur. The discussions will be held in good faith and in a timely and efficient manner to find a mutually acceptable solution. The working group will have an opportunity to address the board's concerns and report back to the board on further deliberations concerning regarding the board's concerns. The working group shall discuss the board's concerns within 30 days of the board's initiation of the dialogue. If a recommendation is modified through the working group, it is returned back to the board for further consideration. The working group is to provide detailed rationale on how the modification addresses the concerns raised by the board. If, after modification, the board still believes the working group is not in the global public interest, the board will send the item back to the working group for further consideration. Again, this would require a two-thirds vote of the board to do that. And again, a detailed rationale for the board's decision is required. Key point, in the event the board determines not to accept a modification, the board is not entitled to set its own solution on the issue until such time as the working group and the board reach agreement. So that is the process.
Thank you very much. Do we have a second?
Yeah, I'll second it, Steve. It's Chris.
Thank you. Any further discussion? I will comment that we take, as we've said many times, we take these efforts from the community extremely seriously. We're looking for success. We're looking for substance. We're looking for solid engagement. This is a cooperative venture. There is not, at the heart, there is not really any fundamental tension. And so I know that there's always concern about what happens if and so forth, but the expectation is that this works and should work reasonably smoothly, and that where there's differences of opinion, that's an opportunity for sharing views and for working it out as opposed to simple tussles over turf. So with that, let me call for the vote. Go ahead. All in favor? Aye. 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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. And thank you for passing that. One other question we've received this week is regarding how we would handle the output from the IANA Transition Coordination Group. Mm-hmm. What we will do now that we've passed this resolution is we will then send this proposed approach to that coordination group for their consideration, and hopefully we'll be able to come up with a similar mechanism to again provide certainty on how we'll be handling that.
Thank you very much. And now we come to the part that I was saying is the bittersweet portion of thanking departing members and recognizing their contribution. We have a series of separate resolutions, but we will treat them as a package here together. We will thank you to Olga Madruga-Forty for her service on the board. Thank you to Sebastian Bachelet for his service on the ICANN board. Thank you to Bill Graham for his service on the board, and to Heather Dryden for her service on the board. So Olga is unfortunately not here at the moment, but let me call upon the others in order and ask them to offer whatever thoughts that they have, and I'd like to present them with a small token of our appreciation. Sebastian?
Thank you. Okay. I learned this morning that we were not able to have a song, and you will have a video if it's working without song. It will be better to have okay. Okay.
One second. They're trying.
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay.
Oui. Jim. Okay. Okay. I will start by. I guess you have a video because it was. Then send the video, please.
It's been around.
Okay. Oh, thank you. It's going. Coming.
Keep.
Okay. I have gathered. No, I will switch to French. Merci.
Thank you. What I tried to do, what I've been trying to do since 2001, since I've been participating in ICANN meetings, is to get together or collect some photographs. I started in the business constituency, and you see people that you know in the presentation. I don't have plenty of time. I've been assigned 2 minutes, and I've been speaking for 2.5 minutes by now. However, this video makes it possible for me to highlight the work of people that I know. For instance, this is the first Atlas meeting. We can see images of the different meetings and the different peoples with whom I have been able to share experiences. And I will continue being part of the strategic meetings strategy working group. I hope that the board will reach a decision in order to implement this new strategy for the meetings. As you can see, I toured the United States with Eric. I was honored to host Fadi in Paris on several meetings. I collect elephants. I have more than 500 at home. And I also have plenty of friends in this community. And of course, if I may, please, my apologies because I was not able to find photographs of all of you. It's very hard to prepare this kind of video and include everyone, but what I tried to do was to give you an idea, a view, a picture of these 14 years I have spent an icon. So please continue enjoying these images. And I will now switch back to English for the substance of my message. Then I will speak in Spanish.
Two of my idea and concern about ICANN. Consensus need to be a behavior from the bottom to the top of the organization. Diversity. The whole current participant to the issues need to work on better consideration real diversity regarding the people, the organization. And it must include also the diversity in this, in the new GTLD, on, in the GTLD world. More communities need to be accommodated within ICANN. Thank you for the video. And I'm sorry that there were no music. I will switch to Spanish for the two other ideas.
The single culture is something we have to be aware of. The domination of the English language is an issue in terms of participation, engagement, and decision-making because English speakers have the power. So here, if I speak a language which is not my mother language, the point I am trying to make is that English speakers have to make the effort, have to strive to be in somebody else's shoes, to be in the non-English speaker's shoes, to help that participant contribute and make decisions together. In terms of tolerance, even if you don't reach an agreement or do not agree, please try to focus on ideas that can be approved. Thank you very much.
Je pense que une des questions que chaque...
I will now speak in French. I believe that one of the questions we need to ask ourselves is the following. Do I give others an opportunity to participate, to engage? And there's a very well-known motto in France at the moment. We say no to the accumulation of mandates. I think it's important that we all have a single space within the organization, only one in the organization, so that there's room for others. And finally, I would like us to realize that this organization is unique, that we have to treat it as such, as an organization that we all need, and hence the unity of all participants in ICANN endeavors is something fundamental. And finally,
merci beaucoup à tous.
I need a roving mic that I don't have here, so I'll do this sitting down. But it's hard to describe the impact that Sebastian has had.
But, go.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Where was I?
My family here.
Where was I? Now, Sebastian. Sebastian is a rare combination. One of the things that's most evident, of course, is that he is all heart, that he is, and he's all in. He's there all the time. Very, very, there may be some humor there, but this is quite serious. That he is totally engaged and deeply concerned and conscientious. Another element which is not as immediately evident but quickly becomes evident for anybody who works with him is he is very, very thorough, does a lot of work understanding the details and is very broad and very intelligent. He's got an enormous amount of experience. He can dissect the budget. He can dissect any set of proposed regulations or rules that we might come up with, and is quick to understand the consequences and help connect the dots. Yet a different facet of this remarkable man is, and this is quite personal, he's taken me on as a problem case. He is facile with many languages. I am not. He has been very, very quick to be at my side, to be supportive in every situation that he could be helpful, that I might need a little guidance. And he's done that all quite selflessly. It's been remarkable. I smile to match as best I can his constant smile whenever I see him. He is a true friend. It comes naturally to him, and it has been a singular honor and thrill on my part to have that experience and to work with him. So I thank you very much, and I know that it is somewhat painful to separate from this particular body, but I will use the limited amount of French that I have to say au revoir instead of goodbye, so that I know that we will see each other again. Thank you very much.
Shirin wants to speak as well.
I would also like to add a few words. First, I want to echo everything Steve said. And I want to thank you, Sébastien, for the time we worked together on the board. You certainly stand out differently from all other board members in a positive way. And you're one person who I feel has a great knowledge about this institution, about the community. You're never afraid of expressing your views. Your heart is absolutely in the right place. And I've always noticed how you are a champion of the end users all the time. You're conscious about them. You care about the end users. And this is actually what we're all here about, is to serve the end users. So I want to thank you for this passion you had for them, and I wish you all the best for your next career and time. Thank you.
Have you tried to have a good salsa without heat in it? The board without Sébastien will be missing some spices. He's truly the spice of this board. And I think we're going to have to make up that somehow. But he always added that spice. When all of us thought we got it perfectly, we realized that his input was always different. So that is a diversity we're going to miss. But hopefully what he taught me over the last 2 years will stay with us, and some of that spice will stay with us. Thank you.
So on behalf of the board, a small token of our appreciation, a small memento to gather dust on your mantle, and think of us. Take care.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
We now come to Bill Graham. Another outstanding and uncommon person who has joined us and served in a very broad capacity throughout the perspective of having worked in government and having worked outside the government in from the other side of that peculiar window as well. Bill, would you like to say anything?
Thanks, Steve. Yes, certainly would. First off, it's been a great pleasure serving on this board. It's also been a learning experience in ways that I never would have imagined. It's been an honor to serve during this critical period for ICANN, and I'm very happy to have been able to make a contribution. So I don't think I'll take time to make a long speech about my thoughts on leaving the board. I'd be very happy to sit down and have a drink with anybody who wants to explore that in more depth. For now, I'd just like to thank very much all my colleagues on the board. I'd like to thank the Non-Contracted Parties House for electing me to the board 3 years ago. I'd like to thank the ICANN staff for their tremendous support. I'd like to thank the community for their work and for their support to this board. And finally, I'd really like to thank my many, many friends in this community. Like Steve, I wouldn't want to say goodbye, but I would like to say until the next time. Thank you.
Is this on? Yeah. You two get saddled with a memento of our existence, our appreciation, and it's just been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Thanks. Which brings us to Heather Dryden, who has had one of the most difficult jobs known to in existence, which is to herding cats is easy compared to managing representatives from governments all around the world who are used to not working with each other. Can't be happier that I can see Heather smile and laugh after the kinds of difficult weeks that she's put in time and time again. And I've had the opportunity to observe her listen to her and occasionally try to offer some advice. But she's navigated some very, very difficult passages. And I think that although the can't say whether or not every member of the GAC would share this view at this time, I think the process has been truly one of maturation and considerable change within the GAC. So Heather, on behalf of the board, for sure, on behalf of the GAC, I hope, and certainly on behalf of the entire ICANN community, thank you very much for extraordinary service and appreciation. And you will do many great things as you go forward. Yes, the same for you.
Thank you for those kind words, Steve. My colleagues just said you're not going to say anything. I guess I'm known for not speaking at length, and but this is an exceptional situation where I think I would very much like to say a few things. This week has been characterized by people commenting a lot about how much I'm smiling. And I do want to thank a lot of people in the community. My Canadian colleague earlier this week was talking about how much Canadians love hockey, and we do love hockey. I think ICANN is very much a team sport, and I've had a great team or have been part of a great team here. So I do want to thank colleagues on the board, staff, and particularly those providing support to the GAC, as well as colleagues in the GAC. We certainly had our difficulties and our disagreements, but I would like to think that we have mostly recovered from some of those difficult issues that we have had to deal with. And so the community as well, all different parts of the community, have at various times provided advice and guidance and support of all kinds. So for that, I'm very grateful. Thank you.
I mentioned that Olga is also departed from the board, and we thank her very much. I will look forward to a time that we can have a more extended and direct interaction with her and express our appreciation in person. She has served very, very extensively in her time on the board, been a leader and a mentor for others, and has been a truly one who lights up the rest of us. I think each of us will miss her both professionally and personally. I certainly will. Yeah. So we will say more at the appropriate time. But for the record, thank you very much, Olga. So as a matter of form, I ask that for a vote passing these four resolutions all at once. All in favor?
Aye.
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 I'm not going to tolerate any dissent. Thank you very much. This brings to an end this board meeting. As I said before, we're going to have a very short organizational board meeting. No time to stretch, nothing else. We're going to move right into it. But this, as a matter of form, this meeting is closed. And we say goodbye. Au revoir to Sebastian, to Heather, and to Bill. And we... Wolfgang is unseated and seated. Did you catch it? It happened all at once there. And let me invite Renalia and Asha and Marcus. Join us, and you are now officially members of the ICANN Board of Directors. I understand that Thomas Schneider has been elected as the incoming GAC chair and presumably will be liaison to us. Why don't you come up and join us as well, Thomas? Thank you. The agenda at this time is the minimum required agenda, an election of board chair, election of board vice chair, the appointment of members to the several board committees, and the confirmation of officers of the corporation. We are, as a matter of form, dissolved in the sense that we have no structure at the moment. We'll call on Bruce, who used to be vice chair, to lead us through the formalities. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Thank you, Renalia. I got to watch these youngsters here.
Second row. You want to start it this way?
Yeah. We'll start at the other end. Wolfgang, please. Thank you.
Wolfgang Kleinwächter.
Mike Silber.
Still Chris Despain.
Again, Suzanne Wolf.
Erica Mann.
Goeu.
Ram Mohan.
Rinalia Abdulrahim.
Fadi Shehadi.
Steve Crocker.
Bruce Tonkin.
Shireen Chalabi.
Aisha Hemrajani.
Jonne Soininen.
Thomas Schneider.
George Sadowski.
Gonzalo Navarro.
Ray Polzak, still spelling my name the same way.
Marcus Comet.
Thank you very much. All right, let me call on Bruce to take us through the election of a board chair.
Thank you, Steve. I'd first like to start with wishing Steve happy birthday for yesterday. So this next resolution is appropriate, I believe, which is it is resolved that Steve Crocker is elected as chairman of the board. If I can have a seconder for that, Fadi and Shireen. And I think we can pass that through acclamation. So congratulations, Steve. Yes.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
I'll make my speech extremely short. Besides thank you, I want to emphasize that this is an extraordinary group to work with. There are many aspects to being chair of the board and being chair of the board of ICANN. The most important from my point of view is that I am of service to my fellow board members instead of being separate and apart. The board is an organization, a piece of ICANN, and as a unit, we try to function effectively as we can. And it's my singular honor, which makes me quite humble, actually, feel quite humble, to have the confidence and support of everybody else. So I thank everybody. It is a pleasure to continue to do this. It takes time. It takes energy, but I give it willingly, and I hope that I can continue to earn your trust and continue to have your support. So with that, I'll move quickly to the next, which is the election of a vice chair. Bruce Tonkin has been as able a partner and as strong a member of the board as I've ever seen. Have no better candidate. We have no other candidate. Let me ask the same that we passed by acclamation, the selection of Bruce Tonkin as vice chair. You're allowed five words if you wish.
No, I'm fine. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. All right. So with that, let me turn things over to you, Bruce, on the appointment of committee membership.
Thank you, Steve. At this annual meeting, we appoint membership of board committees. And I'll just announce really the chairs and the names will be up on the screen. So we have Chair of the Audit Committee, Erica Mann, and the members you see on the screen. We have Chair of the Compensation Committee, George Sadowski, and the members as shown on the bottom left. For the Executive Committee, which is really a committee that just is available for emergencies if the board wasn't able to meet on an important issue, that is chaired by Steve Crocker. We have the Finance Committee, which is chaired by Shireen Chalabi and the members on the bottom right. The Governance Committee is chaired by Chris Disbain and the members are shown. The new GTLD Program Committee, on the next screen, if we can go to the next screen. New GTLD Program Committee on the left is continuing to be chaired by Shireen Chalabi. The Risk Committee. This year we're going with co-chairs. So the co-chairs will be Ram Mohan and Mike Silber, and the members are shown on the screen. Structural Improvements will be chaired by Ray Polzak, and the members are shown in the middle there.
And then we're also just making some appointments or slight changes to appointments to existing working groups, particularly with changes in board membership. The first one of these is the Board GAC Recommendation Implementation Working Group. The board appoints some members to that working group, and the other members of that working group are appointed by the GAC. And so I'm just addressing the board appointees to that committee. And that committee will be chaired or co-chaired by Gonzalo Navarro. The other co-chair will be from the GAC, and the members are as shown on the screen. And then another working group, which is the Board IDN Variance Working Group, will continue to be chaired by Ram Mohan, and the members are as shown on the screen. So at that point, that is the slate of candidates.
Thank you very much. I'll second that, and any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you very much. And let me thank you, Bruce. In addition, Bruce has been chair of the Board Governance Committee. That's now shifting. This is a very detailed and careful piece of work that is steered and facilitated, but involves everybody in the process and is a key part of the board being as effective as it is. We come last to confirmation of officers of the corporation. This is corporate business. These people have authority delegated from the bylaws, having to do with signature authority for expenses in various ranges. I won't take you through the details; they're all laid out. The key pieces are that we are electing Fadi Shahadi as President and Chief Executive Officer, John Jeffrey as General Counsel and Secretary, Xavier Calvez as Chief Financial Officer, Akram Atala as President of Global Domains Division, Susanna Benefit as Chief Operating Officer, and David Olive as Vice President, Policy Development Support. Do I have a second? Thank you, Shireen. Any discussion? Let me ask for positive votes here. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. So we now have the corporation continuing to function, which is a relief. And as a further relief, that brings us to the absolute end of this board meeting.
And ICANN 51.
And it brings us to an end of ICANN 51, save only for the cocktails that are available one floor up. So with that, thank you all. See you in Marrakesh.
Here we go. Your journey starts.
Thank you.
No?
A little ragged.
That committee slide is always...